The disciples of Jesus recounted what had taken place along the way and how they had come to recognize him in the breaking of bread. While they were still speaking about this, he stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." But they were startled and terrified and thought they were seeing a ghost. Then he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you can see I have." And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While they were still incredulous for joy and were amazed, he asked them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of baked fish. He took it and ate it in front of them. He said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Our gospel says the apostles were incredulous for joy. Incredulous is a pretty hard word, but it means I don't believe it. I'm so happy, I can't believe this is real. This is so good, it can't be true. When we're joyful, when amazing things happen to us, like maybe our best friend gets to come over to our house, or maybe we get to go do something super fun, or even get a present on Christmas morning, I don't know, something super joyful, it's just so good, we can't believe it actually happened. When the apostles lost their best friends, they thought Jesus was dead. And suddenly he was in the same room as them, and they were incredulous for joy. They couldn't believe it that they had Jesus back. But then what? Maybe after Jesus hung out with them for a while, they get used to him. I don't think so. Hopefully they were still just overjoyed the whole time. But I think it's a danger for all of us when we have something so good, we get used to it. Like that toy on Christmas morning, our best friend we later have a fight with. We have amazing, amazing gifts, and then it just becomes, yeah, of course it happened. No, Jesus wants us to be so overjoyed because he's with us, and he wants us to stay overjoyed. We have the best gift ever, that Jesus Christ is alive and he wants to stay with us. We celebrate on Sunday that he's alive, and we still celebrate today, and every day we have to rejoice that we have Jesus. Don't get just used to your presence. Don't get used to your best friends, and don't treat Jesus like, yeah, of course. No, we have to stay overjoyed that we have Jesus. And Jesus is the best thing we've ever been given.